Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Alabama's road of Notre Dame is the first shovel of dirt on the BCS grave. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. I haven't been strongly for or against the BCS, understanding why the college football power brokers came up with the system and acknowledging that most years it pitted the two best teams in the country. But Monday night was a good occasion to sound the death knell for the BCS. The game had one of the best teams in the country for sure in dynastic Alabama. But Notre Dame's presence on the field spoke volumes of what can happen when the BCS breaks down. I have my doubts whether Notre Dame was among the top 10 teams in America. The Irish finished 12-0, but easily could have lost three or four games to teams far inferior on paper. Certainly, they were lucky to escape Pitt in overtime as well as Stanford at home. BYU could have beaten them. Even a bad Purdue team was one of five opponents that lost by a touchdown or less in South Bend. Plus, Notre Dame's high almighty status as an independent means no conference championship game, which should be a requisite for any team that reaches the BCS title tilt. Besides not having one more test, the 37-day layoff for the Irish made them look slow and out of shape as well as fully intimidated. From the kickoff, it was Nick Saban's Superman versus Brian Kelly's kids. Notre Dame quarterback Everett Golston seemed shell-shocked from his first series. Everyone from Joe Montana and Joe Theismann to the ghost of Johnny Lujack had to be saying, "What is this undersized, weak-armed young man doing out there?" UNC fans may remember that Golston, who is from Myrtle Beach, committed to Carolina before the NCAA investigation changed his mind. Honestly, I'm not sure he throws well enough to run Larry Fedora's fast-break offense. So it's high time for a football playoff to determine the championship contenders, and I'm not satisfied with a bunch of suits in a room picking the four semifinalists. I like eight teams, or even 16, playing it out, even if they emerge from playoffs within the so-called super conferences that are in the midst of forming. After seeing A.J. McCarron's girlfriend too many times, and hearing Brent Musburger say some borderline inappropriate things about Miss Alabama, I turned it off. Imagine the rebates ESPN will owe the advertisers who paid top dollar for the all-time dud of the century. This is Archansky. See ya.